Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. We love God today. It is April 11th, 2024. Glory be to God. We just give God all the thanks and praise today. Happy Thursday. Glory to God. It is Thursday morning. Excuse me. And we are on our way today. We are making our way to wherever it is we're going, and we know that we will be victorious today because we have God in us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, because we have faith in the finished work of Jesus, the God of the universe. And Jesus have taken their home up in us through the Holy Spirit of God. Glory be to God. And because of that, we walk in the kingdom. Glory to God. We are in the kingdom of God. We are children of God, and we dwell in His kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are studying how to be kingdom livers. Yes, that's right. How to be kingdom livers. And kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Glory to God. Faith, hope, love. We have the faith of God. Our hope is in Jesus. And we love all. Hallelujah. The key to all things. Love is the most powerful. Glory to God. And excuse me, as we've been studying, we are roaming around the scriptures and allowing the Holy Spirit to take us here, different places, to study this, to look at this, to draw this out in us. And so we find ourselves in Matthew chapter 11, starting, we're reading through verse 25 through 30, and we're going verse by verse. And yesterday I read in verse 25, and we looked at that God, that Jesus is praying here to God the Father, and he is thanking God that God is the supreme ruler. And thanking God that God has hidden the great revelation of his authority from the proud and the wise, in their own eyes. And instead, you have shared it with those who humble themselves. Those of us who humble ourselves under, as scripture says, the mighty hand of God, because we believe God, we trust God, we trust Jesus. And so therefore we humble ourselves under the work of the finished work of Jesus, trusting in him like a little child. And it says as, and then verse 26, it reads, and I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. It reads, "Yes, Father, your plan delights your heart. As you've chosen this way to extend your kingdom by giving it to those who have become like trusting children." By giving it to those who have become like trusting children. Yes. The plan of God. It says, "Father, yes, your plan delights your heart." What is God's plan? God's plan is to reconcile human beings back to himself, to put us back in the place of Adam and Eden, to put us back in that full, complete relationship that we have full trust, complete trust in the God of the universe, in our parent God. And so God put that plan in place through the Son. And so Jesus is saying, yes, this delights your plan, God. This delights your heart, God. I'm sorry. Delights your heart, your plan to give, to extend your kingdom, to extend your kingdom back to human beings, which is where it started, where God started. God gave us everything in this earth. It says he has given all dominion into your hand. And so we gave it up. And then Jesus came and got it back. And now it is again in our hands. We have to learn how to walk in it. We have to learn how to appropriate it in our lives by trusting our parent God. By opening our hearts and saying, God, I trust you. I believe your love. I know your love is in me and I know your love is for me. Help me to believe your love and stand in it. And so now as we stand in the love of God by believing God and trusting in God like little children, that means that when we trust God, we say yes, yes, and yes. And we do, and do. And we do what God has spoken to us to do. We do the New Testament, the written word, by doing what Jesus showed us and how to walk in this. And we do the spoken word because God is still speaking. God is still speaking to us and showing us how to do things and how to be present in this world today and not be a part of this world. How to stand up to those who are against God and against God's plan. Yes, not take it so personal. It doesn't have to do with us. It has to do with the God in us. So we ought to be fighting the battle. So yes, not take it out on people. Yes, be kind. Let's go back to the Galatians and look at the fruit of love. And see how that works itself out and be kind. Doesn't say that we can't, you know, that we don't get angry. That we don't have the anger of God. But it says that the anger of man does not work out the plan of God. So we can't allow our emotions to rule us. We have to be the ruler of our emotions. Because God is in us and in our lives, in control. Verse 26 says, yes, Father, your plan delights your heart, delights the heart. God's plan of bringing human beings back to himself delights the heart of God. As you've chosen this way, what way? The way of bringing back human beings back to the place of Adam in the Garden of Eden, bringing human beings back to that place. That you have chosen this way to extend your kingdom, to make it a bigger, larger place by having more children being brought in, by extending your kingdom, by giving it to those who have become like trusting children. We need to check ourselves, check our hearts. Check our souls, which means our mind, our will, and our emotions, and see if we are like trusting children with God. Just take the time today to see where we are and begin to move in that direction. Get rid of all the old stuff that keeps us set apart from God and begin to believe the love of God in us. Believe the love of God for us. Believe the love of God that is working through us as us. And know that God is working because we have allowed God to work in our lives, is working every situation out for our good. out, working it out for our good, because we are called according to his purpose, and we love God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's believe the love today, this Thursday. Let's believe the love and walk in it and know that God is with you. God is for you. God is working through you as you. Hallelujah. So it is. It is so. And so we let it be. Glory to God. I love you so very much. And Jesus loves you so much more. Glory be to God. I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.